Lord is my light and my salvation is a commemoration and celebration of the lives of the saints. For in their lives we see the power of the Blessed Trinity at work, transforming ordinary people like you and me into saints, conformed to the image of Christ, becoming the very presence of God in the world. On this fourth day of May, the Church calls us to the celebration of Saint Monica, and for our lesson we read from the 31st chapter of the Book of the Proverbs, beginning at the 5th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships, she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands on the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are covered with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Monica was an example of Christian motherhood, wifely forbearance, and holy widowhood. She was doubly the mother of St. Augustine, for she not only brought him forth to bodily life, but also travailed in penance and prayer 20 years for his spiritual birth unto eternal life. She was born in the year 333, probably at Tagaste, 60 miles from Carthage, of Christian parents, by whom she was given in marriage to a pagan, Patricius by name, who was a violent and dissolute man. Him she finally won to Christianity, and also her mother-in-law, who lived with them and had often added much to her difficulties. Augustine, the firstborn son, was a brilliant but wayward lad, who after his father's death, although he had been admitted as a catechumen, began to live a most immoral life, and then embraced the Manichaean heresy. For him she stormed heaven with her prayers, she fasted, she watched and waited, and when she grew discouraged, a bishop told her, "It is not possible that the son of so many prayers and tears should perish." She followed him from Carthage to Rome and thence to Milan, where they both came under the influence of St. Ambrose, and where Augustine was converted and baptized. Meanwhile, she had always given herself to prayer and good works, specifically to ministrations to Christians who were suffering for the faith. After a life of manifest holiness in the year 387, which was the year of Augustine's baptism, she passed to God at Ostia, Italy, whither she had gone with her two sons, Navigius and Augustine, and Augustine's son Diodatus, thinking to return to Africa. To them she said, "Let your mother lie here, only remember me at the altar." Hence she was there buried, but long afterwards her body was translated to the church of St. Augustine in Rome. Of her Augustine wrote, "We did not think that hers was a death which it was seemly to mark with repining or tears or lamentations, because we knew what her life had been, her faith unfeigned, her sure and certain hope. And then, nevertheless, I remembered again what thine handmaid was used to be, her walk with thee, and how godly and holy it was, and with us so gentle and long-suffering, and that it was all gone away from me now, and I wept over her and for her. And if any man will make it blame for me, I pray him not to sneer at me, but rather, if his charity be so great, himself to weep over my sins before thee, who art a father to all them to whom thy Christ is a brother." Let us pray. O God, the comforter of all them that mourn, and the hope of them that put their trust in Thee, who didst favorably accept the tears of blessed Monica for the conversion of Augustine her son, grant, we pray Thee, that at the intercession of these Thy servants we may so bewail the sins that we have committed, that we may be worthy to obtain the abundant pardon of Thy grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio, a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church in Alpine, Texas.